There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to number 2 Scummy Mummies. It's me, Helen Thorne, again.
And it's me. Thorne again. Oh, that's brilliant. That's what we should call the podcast. And it's me, Ellie Gibson, again. That's not as funny. But it is me again, for the record.
Or I should say, hello. I'll try out my English accent. Maybe I'll do more Penelope Keith. Hello.
That's like Penelope Keith if you swallowed a crow. That's just weird.
Oh, well, maybe I'll go South London. Hello, Ellen. Hello.
Are you talking to me, Ellen, or you, Helen?
I don't know.
That was great. So we should probably explain why you're talking like Mary Poppins after she's been at the gin.
That's right. I became British this week, dear listener.
Hooray!
After 7 years in London town, I have officially... Yes, I am as British as the Queen, Ellie. And,
She's half German, isn't she?
Oh, I believe so, yes. She's had all sorts of nationalities make up the woman that she is now. And a bit of Greek has been... Yes.
Good grief. Not barely a minute in already gone pretty scummy. Well, that's the name of the game, isn't it?
Yes.
So Helen, how do you feel to be British? Do you feel any different?
What can I say? I had a fairly momentous British citizenship ceremony in which my children were the worst behaved people in the room. They yelled. I had to take one of them out kicking and screaming. And then I watched the live video kind of feed. And when it was time to run in to say, sing God Save the Queen, I did so with Hugo neatly tucked under my arm and then ran out again. So
hand over the mouth.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I feel very British. It's great. I've been drinking PG tips and eating chocolate digestives. That
makes a change.
Yeah. Yeah, really changed my ways. No, it's wonderful to be British. A governor? Is that what you people say?
That's what we say in 1954.
You've
also become a time traveller. Congratulations on that too.
That's right.
That's good. So as you can hear, we're very excited to be here. Possibly a bit overexcited.
I think so. Our children are not with us.
I know. That's the main reason. But also, I'm quite excited about the lovely feedback we've had.
Oh, thank you, dear listeners. We've been very, very touched by the positive response by you all. And glad you had a bit of a laugh and a tickle and a guffaw, I hope.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. No, it's been really nice. And nobody's actually said anything horrible, which for me, as someone who has worked on the internet for many years, that's quite rare.
It is. So, no hate, which is good.
Yeah, thanks for the lack of hate. That's been really nice.
And feel free to send chocolates, roses, anything really.
Yeah. Money. Money and help, that's really what we're in need of.
Okay, so what's happening next, Ellie? What's happening next in our wonderful podcast?
Well, Helen, thanks for asking. That's neat. It's time for our regular segment. I say regular, this is the second time we've ever done this. Our regular segment, Current Affairs.
Oh, yes, serious,
yes,
ladies.
News, serious. News, very important. So this week, of course, there's been a very big current affair in terms of mums and all that with what's her face coughing it out.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
good,
sure you know
Kate.
What I'm talking about.
The Middleton, I think we referred to her.
Yeah, well done, Middleton.
Look at
well
that, £8.6. Who knew that there was such a big baby and such a svelte little Kensington body?
Are you now, especially with your newly British citizenship, are you quite excited by this whole
thing? I am. I've always been a bit of a royalist, though, but I think that's an Australian thing, that growing up and thinking the royal family was some, you know, magical princess and queen things, where really they were just...
And also that you didn't actually have to pay for.
That's
that
it.
That must be lovely. I can't imagine what that's like.
No, it was just, you know, pretty people on magazine covers and that sort of thing. So, no, I've always loved the royals and quite excited about the birth of Prince George. A little dumpling for the people to love and to pay for. To go to nice schools and go on lovely holidays.
Yeah. I was thinking of stopping paying taxes and just sending a box of Charlie's old clothes up to the old
that's
palace.
That's a nice gesture.
And just do that. On a serious note, it's kind of weird that baby has been born with a job.
Yes. Like, yeah, that's it.
Is that not cruel?
No, he doesn't get a choice. That's it. His destiny has been decided by the good parents and the system. What's that called? The family?
Yeah.
To go forth and be a good person and learn the mistakes from Uncle Henry. Or Uncle Harry is his real name, isn't it? Or Henry or Harry. Don't get nude in Vegas, young Prince George.
That's a pretty good life tip for anyone,
I'd
say.
Dress up as a Nazi at a party. Yeah. I think that's the tip.
So is that enough royal talk?
I was going to talk about Kate Middleton's flange and...
Oh, right. No, go for it. Yeah. That's always fun.
You know, there was talk about, you know, Kate and she wanting to do it natural, and apparently she did do it naturally.
Oh.
But I don't know whether... I know after I had my natural trial birth, I enjoyed sitting on some ice packs and... I wonder how the royal fanny is feeling right now.
It's not very regal, I would imagine.
No, a bit sore, a bit tender.
Yeah, not too aristocratic.
Is she doing that? The pregnancy, the labour breathing while you go to the toilet. I wonder if she's doing that. Or whether she's getting excited about her first poo after childbirth.
Oh, God, it took me days.
Oh, I know. The fear.
Yeah, someone gave me a tip, actually. It's a good tip that I tell all pregnant women now, and my friend Liz told me this, that the first time you go to the loo, if you've had stitches, the first time you go for a wee, to lean forwards.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was practically kissing the floor like the Pope.
I was very grateful for that, because I forgot one day, and it was not good.
Oh, yeah.
So there you are, listeners.
I wonder if Kate has taken the same advice.
Yeah. Well, again, I assume she's listening.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Hi, Kate.
Yeah. Dear you want to be biting that sink, you'll be fine.
That's it. Now, they didn't talk about stitches. That's one of the first things that people ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
About, did you have stitches? And it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because you do want to have no stitches and kind of be the stretchy fanny.
I wish listener that you could see what Helen's doing with her hands right now. It's really great for radio.
Or, you know, just be the brave, stitched up lady and then, you know, everyone goes, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
It's never, there's no winning. You know?
I was just like, do whatever you have to do. Yeah. After what I've just been through, you could cut the whole thing out, quite frankly.
That's right. Even with zigzag scissors. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
So there we are, less than 10 minutes in. We've done childbirth stitches. Let's have a cheers.
Cheers.
Right, good. It's going really well, I think. What do you
Kate
think?
Kate Middleton's flange. Has she recovered? What will she, you know, what will she be wearing? All those sort of things. I was very into tracksuit pants and dirty old T-shirts for the first few weeks, but I can't imagine she'll be in that kind of gown.
Well, she'll be in one of Diana's old ball gowns, I'd imagine. The one that she did the Travolta dance in.
Oh, that's
like
it.
That.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Especially modified for breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's definitely enough royal flange.
Yes.
So I think we should talk about an even more serious subject.
Okay, let's get serious, dear. There was an article in The Guardian online about smacking. smacking. And it has come to light that the Royal Australasian College of Physicians is launching a call to change the laws in Australia to make a ban of smacking in Australia, which I didn't realise was still legal to smack your child. I thought that was a no-no. So this has come to light on the Guardian website, and of course anything to do with parenting on the Guardian website has of course garnered 7,000 responses about should they, shouldn't they, and all that sort of thing. So of course it's, you know, a very light topic that we've chosen this week.
No, I thought, let's just do something fun.
Yeah.
We can just have a bit of banter about and nobody will get upset or invested emotionally. That's what I thought.
It's like quinoa, really. We're all agreed it's good. So smacking. So, you know, I think we're having this discussion in 2013, and I, you know, myself, I don't smack my children, and, you know, most of the parents I know don't smack their children. It's one of those things that we kind of all sort of agree on, I think. It still happens, and I know that
I mean, I don't smack them, I belt them, obviously.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm joking. No, I said, because actually, Helen, you and I have never actually talked about whether we do smack or not. I was slightly frightened. Like, what if it turned out you were a smacker and we have a weird on-air sort of confirmation? Oh, I know.
And that's,
but who knew? Turned out to have the same opinion about
something? We eat hummus and we don't smack our kids. Surprise! Who knew? But yes, I think it is a strange kind of generational gap thing, because I do remember my parents talking to their friends going, oh, you know, that child needs a good smack, or and not that they were big smackers, and I only got smacked very occasionally.
We're not going to debate, you know, whether smacking is right or wrong. Well, first of all, because we agree, so it'd be quite a boring debate.
It's like, it's wrong, full stop, yeah. Right on. Yeah.
And ultimately, but I suppose what I really want to ask you is, like, so do you think the state should intervene? Do you think the government should say, take a stand on this and go, actually, this is wrong and we are going to make it illegal and stop it?
I think it's a really good thing, especially there's some kind of stats in the article in The Guardian about where that the process of making it illegal has had an impact on the incidences of of smacking. And also it just provides that, I guess, that black and white kind of right and wrong thing as well, that it can't be kind of debated as well.
Because just sort of to play devil's advocate, I mean, because I'm not really sure where I stand really, but again, this is going to be very interesting. But but I mean, where, like, there are other things that parents do that are bad for children. So do you also introduce a law that says you can be criminalised for giving your child too many sweets, or not giving them nutritious food, or smoking around them, or, like, I don't know, letting them stay up bedtimes. We did bedtime or swear.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
it.
There's lots of stuff that people do. I say people, obviously, I don't mean me, that are injurious to their children's health, emotional and physical. And where do you draw the line? Or do you think that's nonsense?
Yeah, and is it about punishment of the parents, or is it about investing money in education for better parenting in the first place, about support? Because I know a lot of people say there's so much support in pregnancy and delivering a baby, and then afterwards it's like, there you go.
Yeah.
And society will judge you if you get it wrong.
I mean, and the other thing is, how do you police it? Like, if you saw a parent smacking a child in the street, would you call the police?
That's a very difficult thing, because I have seen children being hit. Like, I remember seeing a woman hit a child at the bus stop, and I just thought, that's so awful. I mean, it was humiliating for the child, and I thought, well, it's humiliating for the woman who did it as well. I think parents are under so... Well, A, they're under so much stress and, you know, financial, emotional, and, you know, sleep deprivation is just, you know, to name a few. You know, it brings out a broader issue of parental support. And that's where we need to kind of love each other and also be really honest. I think that's the thing, that, you know, if smacking incidents have happened, and all, it's a thing that you can speak about it and ask for support.
So there you go. And we've reached basically no conclusions over the course of that debate. But if you have a conclusion or an opinion, or perhaps you just like to violently disagree with something we've said, please do go on the Facebook page or send us an email, or just write a letter in green crayon, anything really. Depending on your level of rage.
That's it, Morse codus in the middle of the night. Is fine.
Yeah. So what's coming up next?
Well, we thought we'd talk about our own parenting styles in contrast to smacking. And we've decided to talk about parenting tips with the title, Lies and Bribes.
Lies and Bribes.
That's how we parent today.
That was really good. That was totally improv. That's awesome.
I know. You can base a whole musical on that.
Yeah. The idea of you and I giving parenting tips in itself is hilarious.
Yes,
so I can't wait for this one. So come on, Helen, what's your number one parenting tip?
Well, I think lying is key to it.
Lying straight in at number one.
Lying, and usually involves the man. So if like today, Matilda wouldn't get into her car seat, and we said, if you don't get into the car seat, we're going to call the police. and the man will come and he'll be very cross. And she went, no, don't call the police. And then got into her car seat. That was a lie. We were not going to call the police. But it worked effectively. And it's sort of, yeah, it's kind of getting from A to B via a series of lies.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I guess she would grow up with the fear of the police. But again, that's probably quite a healthy thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
especially if you live in Southeast London.
She won't listen to me.
Yeah.
She's 4.5, you know.
Oh, no, that's a good one. I haven't used this yet, but I read a good lie on a website, which is where when they hear the ice cream van playing the song, you tell them that the song means that it's run out of ice cream.
Oh, see, that's a gem. We say that all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, there's an ice cream man who doesn't live that far from us, and we hear the da 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 da. Oh, it's like, oh, damn, the ice cream's run out again, kids. Oh no.
That's terrible.
And the bribes, well, that's part and parcel, really. They're having a tiffy in a public place, and then you just whisper in the ear, if you get out of here, I'll buy you a lollipop. That sort of thing.
My hairdresser, Jeanette, was telling me the other day that her parents told her, brought her up to believe that the television only worked when it was dark outside. Isn't that genius?
Oh, my God. See, my kids are too smart now. They'll go, just get the remote.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
My daughter called me an idiot for the first time the other day.
My goodness.
I know. I was livid. And it was on the plane. And I just got the hot towel. You know, they give hot towels before you take off. And I just put it on her drink holder. And she said, that's for drinks, you idiot. Like, thank you, pardon. Where did that come from?
So you gave her a good smack.
Yeah. Smack to them. No. Yeah, I said, I'm calling the police and they're coming. No, that was really surprised. Where did that come from? Surely I don't speak like that ever.
So, yeah, have you got any more lies or bribes you wanted to share?
It does usually involve the man.
Right.
Like, we'll be at the park and they just don't want to leave. And I said, oh, no, but the man's going to come and he's going to get really cross if we don't. If we don't leave Niall.
Right.
Now.
I want to meet this man. I think it's just one man.
Yeah.
It's like he works for the police and then also he supervises the park.
Yeah.
And like he comes,
very cross. Very cross. This big scary man. I'm really f***ing up my kids. Jelly beans and lies.
Yeah. I think you've got to have something.
No, but I found that the lies are quite seasonal because the lead up to the Christmas is a fantastic opportunity for them to do good stuff for you because it's always a threat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Threat, that's another one. Lies, vibes and threats. There's a basis of all good parenting. Especially those newly with a baby.
Let's write a book about that, Penelope Leach.
Oh, that's right.
Come on, let's get real.
Who's the hardcore lady who writes the books?
Oh, Gina Ford.
Just
leave them under a tree, come back in 3 days, and if they're still crying, leave them for another 3 days.
I think that's
the gist of it, isn't
that's it? That's it. I mean, my kind of thing about parenting is I just don't want them to be assholes. That's it, you know. I don't want them to be to other people. So I hope they're kind and they're generous. I mean, I'm not really keen if they're doctors or lawyers. You know, that's not my thing. But you're not.
Just be kind.
And
not a.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
I'm
all
hoping,
any mother wants.
Hoping the man will help me with this.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully we'll bring you more lies and bribes. And, you know, again, as always, scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com or the Facebook page if you want to send us your
lies, bribes. It's about dangling the carrot, isn't it?
Mm.
And, especially on holidays because you just want everything to be happy and calm. I used a lot of lollies, a lot of sweets, a lot of bribes just to get us through to make it all smooth and easy, which of course made it shit when we got home because they were just expecting ice creams and sweeties 24/7. It hasn't worked out that way. No.
Well, that's life, kids. Welcome to reality.
Yeah, back to carrots.
Well, it's funny you should mention holidays because, if we could afford the copyright, we could have a bit of Madonna here, couldn't we? Holiday!
Celebrate!
Instead, she's got me
out of tune.
We sound exactly like her.
I know. What was that one that she sang on the beach where she was rolling around?
And that's all of them, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cherish.
Cherish. Cherish. And then she's a mermaid, isn't she, at one of the... Anyway.
Yeah. I can't remember. It's been some time since Madonna and I were that close. but yeah, so Helen, where have you been on your holiday?
Well, dear Ellie, dear listener, I've been in Indonesia.
Very nice.
Very nice. We took a long haul flight and we took a bus, we took a train, we took a ferry, and we finally ended up in the holiday of our dreams.
So how long was the flight?
13 hours.
Ooh, and how old are your children?
2 and 4.
So
yeah, it was hell on earth.
I think you should multiply any flight time by the children's ages. And so I can't do maths. No. But anyway, it's a lot of hours.
Many, many. And I love it when you sort of, you're approaching the gate and you just see the faces drop of all the other people around you. Like,
did anyone like get visibly annoyed? Did anyone shout at you or say, I'm
going to call you? No, we got a lot of huffy-puffy though. A lot of
right.
Oh, yeah, and then Matilda, she discovered that she loves Ben and Jerry. So she loves a bit of violence, basically.
Okay.
A bit of smacking in the face.
Oh, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. What did I say?
Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry. Sorry.
It's like, what? I thought they were just nice hippies who made ice cream. They're smacking each other around the face. No, what are you talking about?
No. Sorry. Tom and Jerry. Right. She found that on. And she laughed so hysterically. She literally wet her pants. Had to come and change the entire seat because she had put so much urine into it. Anyway, so the lovely Singapore lady saying, look, it's okay. She put on, because I'm not going to do their accent.
I think that's for the best.
I know. See, because it's not racist if someone does an Australian accent, but if you do anyone else's, it's racist.
Yes, anyway, that's correct.
That's it. Anyway, so she came along like in full latex outfit, basically, and changed Matilda's seat. So that was really nice. Because there's nothing like the smell of wee in a confined metal box, space. Yeah, yeah. It's really delightful. Nice.
So what was that, the highlight of your holiday?
No, I think it was when we got to the hotel and the children had just been for a swim, so we brought them back into the hotel room. And then Hugo decided to wee all over the carpet. And while I was trying to tidy that up, Hugo got all the croissants and threw them into the bin with the dirty nappies. And then Matilda decided to sniff the bin. It smelled so bad. She threw up all over the carpet.
Not even in the bin. She actually physically moved away from the bin.
Yeah, threw up all over the carpet. So we had wee, piss, you know, whatever, vomit all over the carpet. And then the hotel man knocked on the door with our suitcases.
It sounds wonderful.
It was. And do you know what was really nice? It's usually on holidays that you spend enough time away from the house that you begin to like each other again. Mm. And, you know, you may have a few glasses of wine and maybe hold hands, you know, some kind of thing. But because, and bless them, my parents-in-law, they took us to this holiday. But we were sharing a wall with them and Will's sister was in the other room just via a door. So, you know, there wasn't any opportunity for,
you know,
the togetherness.
Togetherness.
So, yeah, we just had to sort of hold hands. And then by the time I had severe diarrhea, you know, any hope of sex was just...
I don't know, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's nice. Some people. Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time on the internet. There's a fan base out there for that.
Yeah,
Helen.
So no holiday nookie, which was, you know, which is a bit of a shame. But, you know, we could, I guess, have that any other time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good one. That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
Anyway, that's enough. I've talked about my holiday for far too long. How was your holiday, Ellie?
We're going to Italy for a week next month, so I'm a little bit nervous. Like, have you got any top tips for 2-year-olds?
On the plane, everyone says buy some new toys, so they're a surprise. So there's a bit of a risk that they would hate it. But but if it's a 2-hour flight, then that's quite exciting because you've got the sort of the lead up to the flight. You go, oh, look at the plane outside and all that sort of thing. But just lies and bribes, more sweeties, lots of Haribo.
Just empty out your hand luggage, fill it with Haribo, get on the plane,
everything's going
to be fine.
Awesome.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, thanks for that.
Really good. I think I might have a holiday next year that didn't involve 13 hours of flying both ways and severe jet lag.
That's an option, isn't it? Yeah. I'd look into that.
And turbulence. Not a fan of turbulence. Are you a nervous flyer, Ellie?
No, I love to fly. I love it, yeah.
No, so I'm shit scared.
Are you?
Oh, I'm one of those people who gets the sweats when there's a bit of a wobble. And my kids are fine. That actually wobbled them off to sleep. It was like going on a bumpy pram ride. And Hugo kept going, plane going down, mummy, plane going down. Like, I hate this. I hate it. I didn't like that bit.
Have you tried, because I know with fear of flying, like people say like therapy or acupuncture, but have you tried like drinking? You try just drinking.
I should have done that because, you know, luck would have it, we couldn't get a four-seater. So the three-seat and a one extra. So who got to sit by themselves? Oh, have a guess, Ellie. Have a guess.
Little Dave.
Yeah. We just put one of the kids up.
Yeah.
Oh, some
just strap them in.
Yeah, no, Will got to sit. He put his headphones and watched some movies and I had two kids to myself. Isn't that
sounds
nice?
Dreamy. Yeah. I can see how that would have really strengthened your relationship
as well. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I recommend Centre Parks.
One-way ticket to Sex Town.
Yeah. Well, we're going to Italy with like six friends, and none of them have kids. So I think they've all been lovely about the idea of, you know, going with Charlie, and it'll be so nice, and he's so sweet, and I'm like, let's see how we get on after 5 days. Looking forward to it more than you are.
Yeah,
if you knew what you're in for.
Yeah, we'll just leave him with you guys and we'll have our dinner in.
That's the plan.
Just watch some Fireman Sam for 7 hours. Yeah. We'll be fine.
You say you want to adopt? Have a bang on this for 24 hours. See how it works out. Brilliant.
Yes.
Well, I think that's enough holiday. Quite a summary, though. It's nice.
It is
enjoyed
nice.
That. So what's up next?
Oh, well, as we did last podcast, I've read a book, but this time I've seen a film.
Culture.
Finish. Yeah.
Culture. And I have a confession to make at this point. We're not actually at Scummy Mummy's confessions that is coming up, but I have to confess, I was supposed to watch this film as well, so I could go, I've seen a film! And then we could talk about it. I've only seen half of the film!
Hell yeah.
I got back from a wedding late last night. It was a really good wedding. I was quite drunk and I put the film on and I watched about an hour of it and then I fell asleep.
None of us have done that, surely.
Well, it just goes to show, I'm not sure mummies make very good film critics.
No,
really.
They don't.
You don't
see
Peter Bradshaw in The Guardian going, I only actually watched an hour of it and I fell asleep because I've been up since six. I was woken up by someone putting Bob the Builder in a nostril. He never says that.
No, he doesn't. No, I think... I'm really good at going, all right, I'll catch up with some, you know, Netflix or some series. I'll put the iPad next to me in the bed, put the lights down, like, I'll just catch up.
I've been watching The Wire season 3 for about 4 years.
Really
good though. No, it's really good.
Anyway, so the film that I saw in its entirety, both children managed to pass out because I think they'd eaten so many sweets. I'd like overdose them. They got so crazy and screaming.
They got into insulin sort of coma. Yeah.
And they were so dehydrated that they just passed out. I got to see a film called This Is 40. It's a funny film, and it's about a woman hitting her 40th birthday and the lead up to the party and what life is like for her. So she's got two children. I think they're about 8 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically paints a picture of what life is like between her and her husband and the struggles and why life has changed, I guess, since they were first together. And, I laughed a lot. There was some... the moments where I almost cringed a bit because it was so close to my day-to-day life, but I don't know if anyone else has seen it out there. But yeah, it's a funny. Oh, the door just closed itself. Or was it my husband going, shut up?
Probably the latter.
Yeah, so that's it. It's a great film if you're sort of needing a laugh or a refresher in your own relationship with your husband, wife, or partner. That it is very, very hard work being parents, and life changes quite dramatically. But it does make life very light of the situation as well. There's a scene where the husband meets a friend and he talks about killing his wife.
I've had those conversations though with Pete, where I've gone, you know, yeah, if I was gonna kill you, yeah, this is how I'd do it. No, I enjoyed that, and I liked the bit where Paul Rudd, who plays the husband, he's on the loo with the iPad and he's playing Scrabble on the iPad, and the wife comes in and she's like, what are you doing? You know, the kids are outside and you're missing it. And he's just like, oh, I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm allowed to go to the toilet, aren't I? And she's like, you've been to the toilet 3 times today and you've spent 20 minutes each time. And that I found that sort of uncomfortable to watch. Because I've done that. Yeah. I've taken the iPad into the bathroom and I've sat there playing Candy Crush for upwards of 15 minutes, pretending that I'm just having a very difficult bowel movement. And come downstairs, go, oh, that feels better. Got to level 104. So I have sympathy for that. So I feel like I'm not really qualified to talk about the film because I only saw half of it, but I really enjoyed the half that I saw.
Oh, good on you. No, but I think there's that. The nice things that came out of the film, and it's not the best film in the world, but it did raise quite interesting issues about parents who disappear, which I think both Will and I do. I pretend it's all him, but you know, if you see an opportunity for an out, if the kids are playing happily and the husband's there or partner or whatever, that you can just fuck off and read a magazine for a second and pretend it's a poo.
Yeah,
and I think we've all done that. Because that's what you want. You know, it's the relentlessness of childcare and parenting. You just want to run away and hide sometimes. And
you just want 10 minutes in a quiet room on your own, just doing something that is not related to, you know, anyone you know.
But no, this is 40 I would recommend, especially those who've got a few kids and have felt that low of everything shit. And there was a really... Did you see the scene where they... went away for the weekend.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, no, I think that's what I'll take away from the film, is that reminder of that you just need to get away. You've got to get away from the children and if you can, have that time together, because it's so, so important. And, you know, I'm not condoning getting stoned, but it looked like fun. They ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that the mum, you know, would hide away wearing rubber gloves and going off for a fag and secretly smoking. I can't relate to that at all. And the husband ate a cupcake out of the bin. Yeah, so that was great.
It was dreamy. So I would say, maybe you will disagree with this because you have seen the whole film, having watched the first half. I would say that watch it though when you're like in the mood for a laugh. Like, I'm not sure I could have taken it if I'd had a particularly hard day or I was particularly sort of in a dark mood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's quite, some of it is quite painful, is a bit strong.
Yeah.
But I found some of it quite hard to watch because, as you say, it's so well observed and it's so near the knuckle.
Yeah, no, that's it. And because I watched it on the flight over to Indonesia. Mm. I made him watch it on the flight back, and we both kind of recognised the dark and the light in the film as well. And
did Will like it as well? Did he like it?
Yeah. And I think he took away different things from it to what I did. There's some things I can really relate to, and other things where they've got quite a big, they've got a big flashy house, and she has a personal trainer, and he has a waist the size of a wine bottle. So I can't quite relate to that.
Also, you're not American or Paul Rudd, married to Paul Rudd, you know, would the anyway, so I'm not going to give it any stars, which I don't know, I'm not going to give it no stars. I'm not qualified to give it a star rating. I'm overcomplicating this, aren't I? This doesn't really need to be explained.
No,
Helen,
okay.
To round off the culture section, how many stars would you give This Is 40?
I'll give it a 3 out of 5. Wow. I thought it was very funny. It's not going to win. I don't think it'll win any awards, but mm-hmm. 3 out of 5.
Cool, that's culture done. Mm. Tick.
Mm.
We're coming towards the end now. We've got, of course, though, it was very popular last episode, by which I mean one person said they quite liked it.
Yes.
It's time for Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Confession.
Oh, you're really... I love the jingles. It's really good.
I'll bring along my piano. Do you know I play the piano?
Do you?
Yes. Like, 12 years of lessons.
Really?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I'll jingle it next time.
Yeah, yeah, a bit of chopsticks. Be yes. Nice.
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Again, you can't see this, listener, but the movement Helen's making with her hand is not really... She's not really playing the piano. I think she thinks, like, you turn it on and off like a radio. It's a bit odd. Just going to gloss over it.
I'm just piano recording. Yeah. Anyway.
You know that's an accord. That's the international sound for accordion.
Yes, that is.
And
that
also
is.
Kate Middleton's vagina, according to you.
That's right.
So, yeah, right. Expanding and contracting there.
Middleton flange.
Anyway. Oh, I'm pretty sure that's a little known British opera.
Or a village. Right next to Leon C is Middleton Flange.
It's from Upper Middleton Flange. Good. So, just, for God's sake, let's get through this last bit.
Jesus.
Without mentioning Royal Flange again. So Scummy Mummy Confessions. So we had a couple of listeners contact us with their own confessions. My friend Jessie, who I mentioned earlier, she mentioned on the Facebook page that swimming pools have been closed down because of her child getting diarrhoea and vomiting strawberries.
Oh, no.
Entire swimming pools have had to be emptied and cleansed, and filters have had to be poked out.
Oh,
stuff.
God.
I think that's my goddaughter Megan is responsible for that. Hello, Megan. Love you. Well done, you,
Megan. I know, because I've had the call about 2 hours before a swimming lesson, going, we've had to close the pool. Someone's done a vommy. Who's done that?
Yeah, that was
being quite relieved, actually, Jessie. If it was you, thank you, because I didn't want to leave the house.
So that's pretty scummy.
Yeah.
But then your friend contacted us with one...
One hell of a scummy mummy. And I won't mention her name, bless her. But she did, after reading the podcast, feel compelled to tell me this story that she'd had quite a few at the party. She'd had quite a good night of drinking. And her husband and her were driving home with her son in the back seat. And they were on a freeway and couldn't get off. And she... suddenly felt very ill, wound the window down, as we all do, get a bit of fresh air, but that didn't work, and she vomited, and because the window was open, the vomit had splashed back onto her son, and he woke up and said, "Mummy's sick, it's in my mouth." Lord. Ooh. But to make matters worse, to you know, and I do think she needs an award for this, she vomited again.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Madam, I salute you.
Yes, yeah, 10 points.
That
really
is.
Ooh, hey, ooh. That's scum, that's, capital letters. That's, yeah, that's, gold class ticket. Wow.
I feel like we should award some sort
of... No, we do. I think let's put her in contention. Maybe we'll have an annual event.
Yeah, good idea. Scummy Mummy of the Year.
Yeah.
Whatever the name is, you're in the lead. You are in the lead, let me tell you. That is awesome.
Oh, and what about you, dear Ellie?
Well, I've had a pretty scummy week, just for a change.
Yeah.
It's been quite scummy. Yesterday, as I say, I went to a wedding, and it was quite a, should we say, sort of relaxed festival-style wedding.
Oh, very nice.
There were some
Boho.
People there. Yeah, alternative. So, yeah, it was all quite relaxed, and that was all very nice, until this sort of washing-up bowl full of what I thought were, like, the little tapioca pearls that they put in bubble tea.
Yum, yeah.
Yeah, and Pete was like, "What then?" I said, "I think this is..." I'd had a few drinks. I was like, "This is
sweet.
It's fine. And then I carried on talking the ear off someone, and then I turned around to see that my son was stuffing his face with these things.
Yikes.
And I was like, hang on a minute. What are these exactly? Mm. And nobody at the party seemed to know what they were or where they come from. But we did. I did sort of, you know, try and eat one myself. I realised they weren't tapioca at all, and they were some sort of silica gel.
Oh, that thing that you get in your shoebox where it says "Do not eat."
Correct.
Yay!
Correct. What they were doing is spreading, I don't know. We couldn't establish where they come from. They had, like, been expanded. So, basically, I had to phone Jessie, and she's a health visitor, and I was like, you got to help me, I'm so eating this silica gel, I don't know. And then she was like, well, if you thought of ringing NHS Direct, and I was like, I can't, the Tories have closed it down, that's why I'm ringing you, you've got to help me. And she looked it up for me, and she was like, look, it's fine, like, they say do not eat because they worry about expanding, if it's already expanded, it's fine, but yeah. But why are they there anyway, why is he eating? Well, I don't know. So I did spend the rest of the night sort of alternating between having a lovely time at the wedding and worrying that, you know, his stomach was going to pop open.
Yeah, that's always nice. Yeah,
that was pretty poison.
Yeah. Oh dear. No, I had the incident this week. We've got like a little toy room / conservatory at our house. And, you know, I'm trying to potty train at the moment, which is hell on earth. I will go through breastfeeding again. I'll go through, you know, feeding, all that sort of thing. But I don't think I could have a third child if I have to do the potty training again. Anyway, Hugo's in the nude. We're all very relaxed. And all of a sudden, Hugo says, I do poo, mummy. And there's this big brown turd in the doy room. Oh. And it had nicely touched the inside of his legs. Oh, my dad. So a nice sort of smear of poo. Anyway, so I just didn't know what to clean first. Do I pick up the poo? Do I clean him? There's this poo and Hugo everywhere. Anyway, so I just kind of got a wipe and picked up the poo and put it just on the shelf in the
in the toy like room. A paperweight.
Yeah, that's right. Like an objet d'art. And I cleaned him up. And then I was like, right, okay. And then I came in and you know, properly cleaned the floor. Anyway, I kept going into the toy room going, God, it smells like a poo in here. I can't understand why. And, you know, I cleaned everything, you know, with fairy liquid, which is, you know, the great disinfectant.
Nature's
bleach. It wasn't until about 6 o'clock that day I realised I just left the poo on the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee.
That's pretty scary.
That's disgusting. Oh, gross. Like, I wonder why it smells like poo in here, because there's a poo in here. So that was lovely. So feel free to come and eat at my house anytime. The hygiene standards are immaculate.
Yeah.
5 stars
don't
we have on our window.
The shelves.
Filth. And the nice thing is that we had friends having a play. They just sort of played around it, obviously.
Yeah.
Picked up some Lego. Yeah. I'll leave that toy for later.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well done you. Mm. Well done us, I think, for upholding our scummy mummies. You know, we're not doing these sorts of things deliberately. But, you know, this is the reality of it.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, one more. My dear friend Rochelle in Australia. Hello, my darling. She said that her 8-year-old and 10-year-old now enjoy, when they get to traffic lights, picking their nose at the window just so they look really filthy. Which is nice.
That's lovely. Is it their own noses or each other's
no,
noses?
No, I think their own. But yes, well done, Matilda and Angus.
That's lovely, Angus. So please, if you haven't yet, please, do like us. Do like us. That's it. Do like us on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/ Scummy Mummies podcast.
That's the one.
Snappy. You can go on there and click, press the thing to the flags. I expect people probably know how Facebook works, don't they?
Yeah, they do. My mum does. She's a whiz.
Well, yeah. Has she liked us on Facebook?
She has. I need to get her to invite her other mothers, grandmothers, I should say, to like us too. But, you know, maybe they're not into that kind of thing. Poo and drinking wine.
Who knows?
Cup of tea and a clean house for them.
Lucky them.
I know.
So, there's that. There's our email address, which is scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter.
Yes.
@ scummymummies.
That's it. Thank you for your tweets, dear friends.
Yeah, we've had about, what, 4?
Yeah.
They were nice, weren't they?
And we've had likes and tweets from all around the world.
We have.
Should we talk about our map of scum?
You go for it, because this is your idea, and I think it's a brilliant idea, and let's launch it.
Let's launch the map of scum. So we're going to say a hello to Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Singapore, Germany, somewhere else, England.
Are you just listing countries?
This is the map of scum. And who else have we had? The USA.
Oh.
So maybe next time we can think about increasing. Oh, and China. China we've had. Dear friends have downloaded it in Shanghai.
So then you see, being scummy is a global phenomenon.
Yes, it is. That's it.
Well, yeah, I think we should maybe you can do this on the Facebook. Can you get like a map and you can like put little virtual pins in? That'd be exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like a dirty nappy on every country that we touch with our.
So maybe we'll see if we can put a map on the Facebook page and people can go and like put a pin as to where they are.
You know,
little poos on shelves all over.
That's right.
All the continents.
Packets
of
Haribo.
Yeah.
Cold cups of tea. Yeah. Hey, what about the game?
Yeah. So I had this idea for a game as like a sort of mini game as part of Scummy Mummy's Confessions.
Mm.
And the game is called Rock, Paper, Shame.
Ah.
Yeah. So the idea is that, like, you know, like rock, paper, scissors, right?
Yeah,
they
have
that in Australia. You're British now anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
it's fine.
So
they're dead to me.
Yeah. What's Neighbours? I'm too busy listening to the Archers.
That's
I don't know what
right.
I'm talking about.
Oh, dear.
So it's not rock, paper, scissors. So the idea is we say, like, rock, paper, shame.
Mm.
And then, so I'm going to ask a question, right?
Yeah.
About have you ever, like, so have you ever done this particularly scummy thing?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go rock, paper, shame. And then you have to say yes or no
mm-hmm.
at exactly the same moment as each other.
Oh, I see.
Right? Have you ever noticed that your child has done a poo in his nappy but neglected to change it because you know your partner will be home within the next 15 minutes and then you can pretend you didn't notice it and he can change the nappy? Right, ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, shame.
Yes!
Yay! That was a success.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I can I just do an improvised
questionnaire? Yeah, of course.
Did you know if people coming over to your house that you made a healthy lunch, like maybe cut up some carrot sticks, even though your kids don't eat them, just to demonstrate that they eat vegetables?
I think we know where this is going. Come on, let's do it.
Come on, rock, paper, shame.
Yes! Of course I have. I did that this morning.
Oh, of course. Good. Oh, lovely. And
same with
Facebook photos. I've sort of orchestrated some carrot sticks and cucumber in front of my children because most of the time I'll take photos of them. They're having ice creams because that's when they're smiling, Ellie.
Yeah.
They smile at ice cream.
Are you photoshopping out the Peppa Pig lolly and putting in a baguette with hummus on it?
That's that right. Some quinoa and some cranberries. Yes.
Oh dear. Well, I enjoyed that game. I think that'll probably be making a comeback.
Yeah, that'll come back.
If you've got a question you'd like us to play rock, paper, shame with, we can do that. That'd be fun. So I think that's about it.
That's it. Oh, it's been nice.
It's been lovely, hasn't it? Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please keep downloading and listening and all of that. And just thank you so much for listening in the first place.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.